Good afternoon, MSO. You're speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Aaron, sorry, it's William here, mate. I just got a bit uptight there and put down.
That's okay, William. That's not a problem at all. I do completely understand, sir.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying about the idea. I understand that now, mate.
Okay, perfect. I do apologize for any
Yeah,
confusion
no,
caused to
sorry,
you.
mate. It's just, I was a bit uptight. I was just thinking about what a member of staff had did to me there and I put down.
All right. Okay. Yeah. No. I do apologize for that, sir. What is it that you've experienced with this, sir?
Partial abuse where they were grabbing me and throwing me in my room.
Yeah. No. I understand. I just do apologize for that. No. We're here to support you, William. I'm not here to ask you for your bank
No,
details,
no.
take any
Yeah,
money.
yeah.
That's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to help you and
Yeah.
start this process for you. So.
Yeah, because I was in care from 11 till I was 16.
Yeah.
But I was moved from the care home, the children's home. I was moved to what they call a Liskew school.
Yeah.
But at the Liskew school, I was treated fine. But I'll be honest with you, and I'll tell you the truth why I was moved. I was moved because I set fire to our minibus because where they'd grabbed a hold of me and put me in my room and saying, "Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that."
Yeah.
It was getting to me.
Yeah. No, I understand that, William. I do. Well,
I'm
just before, just.
sorry for putting down.
No, don't be sorry, William. I completely understand. As I said, it's what I'm here for. I understand, your feelings and your emotions, and I'm here to, listen to you. So, I do appreciate you calling back. That's the main thing. I do appreciate that. So, thank
No
you.
problem, mate.
Just so we can conduct this call further, William, can you just
Yeah.
confirm your address for me and date of birth for data
Yeah, the
protection reasons, please?
address again was 19 Lagon Street, Poole Dorset, BH15 1RU,
Yeah.
and the date of birth is the 19th of February, 1973.
Perfect, William. Thank you very much for passing data protection there.
No problem.
Okay, so where we're at with this is obviously, as I said, I just need some photo ID and proof of address sent over to myself. So whether you can do that via email or WhatsApp, whatever's
Yeah,
easier for
if you
you.
can, send me a link, I can probably do it via WhatsApp when I got home.
Yeah. Well, I've already sent you a message this morning on WhatsApp. So there will be a message there from ourselves already.
Right.
So yeah, whenever we jump off the phone
Yeah,
or
yeah.
whenever you're ready, just you can just attach the images via
Yeah.
WhatsApp
Because
and
what
I'll
it is,
go from there.
if I don't get it to you today or that, Kieran, it's not a thing because what it is tomorrow, we've got a funeral as well.
Right. Okay. No, that's understandable, sir. Obviously, if you It, well, obviously, whenever it's convenient for yourself to get over, that's completely fine. Okay, William, thank you. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go through your care settings with you.
Okay, Kieran.
Okay, so what was the name of your first care setting that you was placed at, sir?
The first care home. Do you mean what? The permanent home I went to.
Just so whenever you
Oh yeah,
would
it was Wallacewell Children's Home in Burmullock.
Was that Wallace Well?
Yeah, and that was on 37 Wallacewell Road.
Let's have a look. Yes, it was what Wallace Well Children's Home Residential.
I don't know, but a few people have told me now, apparently it's been closed down.
Yeah, let's have a look. So the original unit closed down in 2012, and then it says a new purpose-built residential children's unit now operates on the site.
Right.
So I think it's a more modernised...
building.
Yeah, modernised building.
Mm.
Okay. So what area, sorry, what year did you...
Well, it would have been when I was 11. I can't remember the, what year that would have been, but I was there. Then I get moved to, like I said, the secure unit, and I stayed in care until I was 16. I'm not really sure. Sorry, mate, my, I can't remember when. I know it was only when I was the age of 11 I went in.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Just bear with me. I'll sort that out for you.
Mm.
So when you was 11, so that'd be 1984.
Yeah.
How long was you there for, sorry?
I was there in, I think until I was about, about 13, 14. Then I was moved to, like I said, the secure unit.
Yeah.
And I stayed in the secure unit until I was 16. I'll be honest with you, Kieran, I wished I was moved straight to a secure unit because I was treated a lot better there.
Okay, yeah, no, I understand. So, was most of the abuse suffered? Was that at Wallace Well? Was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and the secure unit was better.
Yeah, it was better
experience for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do for the meantime, William, is I'll just note the Wallace Well. Only so obviously it'll then populate a box for me to then write up a little bit of abuse statement. If you've had obviously a much more better experience at your more secure unit, then I don't really have to make many notes as that will match the care records once we receive them.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just gonna fix something. It's my end, so just bear with me.
No problem. Okay, mate.
Why is that coming
with
that?
Mm.
Okay, William. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to tell me about your time during Wallace Well, if that's okay. If you can, just obviously talk me through the steps from when you first got there. What is it that you experienced?
When I first got there, it was all right. Obviously because I was a new child in the building. I used to keep myself to myself. Then as I started getting to know the other kids, I started getting in with, the little group that was there doing whatever you do, kicking off or whatever. And member of staff, they just used to grab you and throw you in your room. They didn't care. Once I hit my head off the radiator, they threw me in the room.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where's Wobble? Yeah.
So why is it that the staff members would restrain you or get you in a certain type of way?
Well, they used to think me because I used to, like, kick off and that and tell them to F off and you don't tell me what to do, you're not my parent sort of thing. And I just wouldn't, not being funny, Kieran, I just wouldn't accept that I was in care. I just didn't accept the social services of Scotland.
Yeah.
You know, and because them wasn't doing, I was the only one, none of the other kids that was them, it was just like me, and it was a coloured chat night, watchman, carer, whatever you want to call them, just used to grab a hold of me and put me in my room. And every time I would say, oh, you're black, this, you're black, that. He said, you know, I can have you done. I said, well, on you go, do what you want.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just, I thought when you were in care, even though you were in care, they shouldn't be grabbing a hold of you, even though you're playing up. They should be just walking you and putting you in your room.
Yeah.
You know, Esther Anston did bring out, this rule would be out, I think, for years and years, parents or guardians aren't allowed to put their hand in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't what you could call a good resident, but that's not the point.
When this staff member got you and
yeah. You
know, threw you into your room and you said, you know, you whacked your head on the radiator.
Yeah.
Was he physically beating you as well?
No, he just grabbed me by the arm and that. And sometimes would bodily lift me.
Yeah. So he grabbed you and then he lifted you up and then did he walk you to your room then?
And threw me on the floor. But I don't know if he tried to throw me on the bed, but I landed on the floor anyway. And he would just shut the door and every time I came out he would tell me to get back in the effing room.
Yeah. Would when you hit your head on the radiator, did it cause a bleed or anything like that?
No. I just used to shout, "Will you beat bastard! I've just hit my head."
Yeah.
You know, they notice.
Yeah. Did you have a cog on your head? Was it bruised?
No.
Anything like that?
No.
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 Okay.
No.
Okay, sure. When this experience happened for you, what else then happened after that? How was it?
I just didn't like being there. I kept running away from the home, and kept getting taken back. And when I get taken back, I used to kick off again, and get grabbed again and thrown in my room. By then, they used to lock the window to stop me getting out the bedroom window because I was on the ground floor.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the only way I could get out. At the time, the old building, you could get out and you could run across a field which would get you to the main road.
Yeah.
You know, and when they realised how I was getting out, they used to lock the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when I go to school, I used to get out of school and run away because I always thought, if I go back there and kick off, I'm just going to get grabbed and put in my room.
Yeah.
You never sexually abused me or anything like that. It was just like grabbing me and shouting and telling me to shut my mouth and behave.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and so obviously after that experience for yourself, can you remember anything else physically that, that you know, happened to you? So it's just obviously, you know, the way you were
just
treated, the way you were handled.
Yeah, partial abuse sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you having this physical abuse done to you, Shay, how has that affected you now?
Well, some mornings I wake up shouting and bawling, fuck off, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. And my stepson comes in and goes, Daddy, you all right? I go, yeah, why? He goes, because you've just been shouting in your sleep there. And I turn and toss at night. It's made me, well, ever since I came out of care, it's made me restless. I can't properly sleep.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so what I've done for you, Dale, obviously with what you've explained to me, William, is I've written up a bit of a brief statement for yourself, and obviously the experiences that you've shared with me. This will be put into your application form, and this obviously will get sent out to you via email as well.
Right.
So you will be able to see what I've written up for you. So you can have a read over that, of course. So what I'm going to do is obviously the four types of abuse that the scheme look at is neglect, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse. Obviously, based on what you've told me, you know, you have suffered some, you know, severity of physical abuse.
Yeah.
So there's two types of payments that the scheme provide. One payment is just a fixed payment of £10,000, and that's regardless of the, you know, severity of the abuse that you've suffered.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000. So that's decided by a closed independent panel, and they'll look at the abuse that you've suffered, the evidence that we support, your care records, your medical records.
Yeah.
And as I said, that's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000. I'd like to put you forward for the individually assessed payment.
Yeah.
As I feel like, you know, you're more deserved than £10,000, and obviously for what you've been through as well. So I'll put you down for that one, okay, sir?
Yeah, no problem, Kieran.
Okay.
So will you be dealing with me through the case?
Yeah, so I'll be dealing with you in regards to the point of obtaining your application number, getting your ID over to myself so I can upload that to your file and verify you. And then other than that, you then will be passed over to my colleagues who I work still alongside.
Right.
And all they'll do for you, sir, is they'll be the ones gathering your records for you.
Right.
Once they all come back and we've received your records, you'll then do a witness statement with one of my colleagues. And that's just a more in-depth statement.
So
of,
what if, you know my care records, Kieran? What if there's no sign of abuse on there? What happens?
So with the care records, William, we don't really look for whether you have or haven't suffered the abuse. That just verifies that you have been in care.
Right.
Because obviously we know, and even the Scottish government know that, you know, back in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, not everything was listed, not everything was noted.
Mm.
They didn't like to note some things because, you know, there's no one likes
to
tell the truth.
I understand.
But you've got a story to tell. So all we do with them care records is just match that you was in, you know, what
And it tells you what homes and that have been in.
Yeah, exactly. That. So obviously that'll link up that you've been with Wallace Well Children's Home, and then this is the instance that happened. Okay. So they'll gather all your records. Once they've got your records, they'll go through an in-depth witness statement with you, basically expanding on what I've already, the information that I've already got from yourself. Once obviously we've got that witness statement, that your application is then complete and can be sent off to the Scottish Government, then waiting for a panel date.
Right.
As I said, this is done by a closed independent panel, so yourself or ourself, we don't have to attend anywhere. It's all done behind closed
doors.
That's
what I was going to say to you, Kieran. I won't need to come up to Glasgow to attend Glasgow Sheriff Court or that.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to do anything to that. It's all done behind closed doors, and we'll inform you of when that panel date will be, and also the conclusion to the case as well.
Okay then, Kieran, no problem, mate. And I'll get the ID over to you as soon as I can.
Yeah, perfect. Not a problem, William. Just before you do go, I've just got a couple more questions to ask
mate.
Very quick ones. Yeah. Do you have any criminal convictions at all, sir?
Yes, I do, mate. I've got two common assaults. And arson, and also failing to provide veterinary treatment.
Okay, that's not a problem. But have you spent 5 or more years in prison for
I've only done about 14 days in prison.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. That's not a problem. The only reason why I ask, obviously, because if you have murdered or attempted murdered anyone, the scheme will look at the severity of your convictions. But minor convictions, of course, that it's not taken into account at all. Another question is, obviously, have you received any relevant payments from criminal injuries in regards to anything to do relating to the abuse that you've suffered?
No.
No, okay, that's not a problem. Okay, perfect, William. So, I'll get these forms sent out to you. This is all done via email, so you will receive a link in the email and the text. You'll get a text as well with the link. All you do is you just you click the link. It'll bring up the documents that are provided to sign. And then there's a little yellow field, a little yellow box at the bottom of your page that will tell you how many fields you've got left to sign. And if you'd like, maybe this afternoon, I can give you a call back and talk you through with any assistance that you may need.
Mate. If I can leave it till about Wednesday or that, then I'll get it done for you. Because obviously I'm getting things ready for this funeral tomorrow.
Okay. That's understandable then. Okay. What I'll do, William, is if I don't receive the forms in the morning, I'll give you a call in the afternoon and just see if I can assist you in any way possible.
No problem, mate.
If you're stuck on anything, okay?
Okay then, Kieran. Thank you, mate.
Not a problem, William. It's been a pleasure talking to
you.
And I hope you have a wonderful day.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.
Cheers, William. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.